Action, all right?
Sounds good.
Okay. All right, we'll call the meeting to order. This is the North Dakota Public Service Commission. It is Tuesday, September 6th, 2011. We have a special commission meeting scheduled for this afternoon. It is just after 5 o'clock p.m. For the record, and for anyone who may be listening in, this is Commissioner Tony Clark. I'll ask my fellow commissioners to introduce themselves.
Is Commissioner Kevin Kramer in the hearing room?
And Commissioner Brian Culk. And before I forget, I'd like Esther to sign the orders today.
Well, she's been doing that all along. But it's nice she has permission finally.
Okay, with that, they have two items, and they're both in Commissioner Kramer's portfolio.
Great. KC1, I move the commission adopt the findings of facts, conclusions of law and order issuing first amended certificate of corridor compatibility number 118 and first amended route permit number 128 to Enbridge Pipelines North Dakota LLC for the construction of a crude oil pipeline and associated facilities located in Burke and Ward counties of North Dakota, case number PU 10612.
Second.
We're all very familiar with this project that we've previously cited. There were some amendments that were applied for relating to the corridor and the route because they're just some minor changes that needed to take place to avoid engaging some unwilling landowners in a condemnation process, and then three wetlands that have expanded in that area. And the deadline for comments and a notice of opportunity for hearing the deadline was a couple of minutes ago. We've had an informal hearing. Everything seems to be in order.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
KC2. I move the commission adopt the findings of fact, conclusions of law and order, issuing first amended certificate of corridor compatibility number 119 and first amended route permit number 129 to Enbridge Pipelines North Dakota LLC for the construction of a crude oil pipeline and associated facilities located in Williams, Montreal, and Ward counties of North Dakota, case number PU 10613.
Second.
All part of the same Enbridge system, this, of course, being different counties, and the Beaver Lodge Loop project. The amendments here were more to accommodate some changing specs by the railroad requiring a larger area for staging the pull, as they call it, or the direction drilling underneath to accommodate deeper depths, I guess, required now by the railroad underneath the railroad near the Berthold Station. We, again, had an informal on it. The opportunity for requesting a formal hearing has passed, and with the passage of this order and the previous order, the crew can start construction immediately.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's everything.
All right, and that ends the items on the agenda. Is there anything else for the good of the order? Hearing none, the commission meeting is closed.